Video analysis was so key, you know. One game, I actually managed to find out that my opposition winger was a little slower to turn, so that when the kick went in behind him, that gave me such a competitive advantage. In business, you're always trying to look for that little bit of knowledge, that little bit of analytical insight. The better you do that, the more you're able to succeed.
Sage gives business owners like rugby legend Brian Habana the insights to make better decisions. Sage, official insights partner of the Guinness Six Nations.
This is a Global Player original podcast.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing. Radio
X. Welcome to the 4 till 7 thing podcast. I'm Johnny Vaughan. Let's meet my team. First up, well, he's dependable. He's there every day. Wakey, wakey, it's Gav.
Hi, John.
Hi, Gav.
How are you?
Not too bad, Gav. How are you?
I'm feeling pretty good.
Are you excited about this week's podcast?
Oh,
are you confident?
Am I?
How do you feel? I don't know. I just said, are you?
I mean, cool. Am I?
Yeah. Are you?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
Yes, I'd like to know.
That's the question, isn't it?
Yes, it is the question.
That is the question.
It is the question. Are you looking forward to the podcast?
Well, it's fascinating.
It is. Gav, are you looking forward to the podcast?
Yes.
Thank you. Sunta, are you excited about the podcast this week?
Not really.
Okay. That's a shame, Sunta, because on this week's podcast, we've investigated a new theory about Australia, the symptoms of Australia, and the causes of Australia. We played a brand new game. What does it all mean? And right at the start of the week, I gave Harry a fantastic gift. Front row tickets to a 6-0 drubbing. Enjoy.
Radio X.
Welcome back, TJ and the gang. You've been missed. That's Paul from Leeds. Brackets not going up now.
Oh, man.
I know. I'm gutted. I love Leeds should be in the Premiership. Some clubs that should never go out, like franchises in America.
Yeah.
It needs them. Hey, Gav.
Yes.
You found out Gavin for a while has had some kind of creature scratching around in his attic.
Yeah, in the tiny little crawl space at the sides of my attic. There's been something scratching around in there for about a month.
Can I just say, Gav, he's the only person who built in those crawl spaces because he likes doing that.
Imagine doing that on purpose.
No, but it's elaborate. They're large. It's labyrinthine.
Yeah, right.
They're incredible. They're not just crawl spaces for things. I mean, you really can.
Anyway, I found out what it was. I didn't know if it was a rat or a squirrel or where it was getting in. Yeah, it's at the front eaves where there's a dormer window, and then there's these low eaves where I just didn't know. Anyway. Yeah.
How long has it been going on?
About a month.
I'm just saying,
scratching around.
I'm just trying to build up the reveal. And it's been agony for you because you've had rats outside, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah.
We've had the rat catcher come on there.
Yeah, yeah, he dealt with that lot. Yeah, yeah. This one, I was trying to figure out what to do.
He certainly dealt with your cash.
So we opened the hatch into the dark, sort of low, tiny little cramped crawl space, and I noticed some daylight. So I thought, hello, that's where it's getting in.
Yeah, right.
And then we heard it scratching around in there while we were looking. So we closed the hatch because we didn't want it to go for our faces,
You don't want that.
And I went outside to look because we thought there was a hole going in there, and it was half out of the hole, and it was a grey squirrel.
So
what I did was I got my wife to get the broom handle and just shake it around in there to see if it would come out onto the roof.
Yeah, yeah.
And it worked. It came out. And then I went back up there. I thought if I could just block the hole with a bit of wood, like screw a piece of wood in the place.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And
you're in the crawl space now with some
tools.
Well,
I'm looking into it and I can see where the hole is, the daylight. So I think I'll get a torch. I got my tools. I rolled up my sleeves.
Okay, can I just
And
can
I
just
sent my wife in there.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah, like a Vietnamese tunnel rat. Yeah, and because I couldn't get in there. I'm way too big. She's much smaller than me.
Also, I've got to tell you, she's more frightening.
Absolutely. And, you know, she's really focused on a job
also,
like that.
Plus, also, you're in showbiz. You can't get your face eaten off. You know?
I was running up and down the house cutting pieces of wood to just the right size, I had to do it three times on one of them.
Okay.
She just hammered them in place with a nail.
And you think she's done that okay?
I think it's worked. Yeah, yeah. I think
Is
it's
there
worked.
Any way you can check her workmanship?
Well, the only way to know is if we start hearing scratching again.
Right.
It's the only way to know.
So you sent Lara up to do it?
Yeah.
Because of the danger?
Because it's small, it's tight space. It's not.
But, and you genuinely couldn't get
I physically couldn't get my shoulders through the gap in the rafters.
How hard did you try?
I tried pretty hard, John.
To make yourself not fit.
Pretty hard.
Yeah,
I tried to get into that dusty little space.
So, but nice to solve the mystery, and you found out.
Yeah,
it was
really exciting. At least it wasn't rats. That was good news.
That's always good.
And squirrels are cute and what have you, but I don't want them in my house.
No, you don't. So have you heard scratching since? When was this?
This was only a couple of days ago. Haven't heard scratching for a while, so we think we've blocked the hole. Oh, no, but you never know. You never know.
Well, you get these creatures, don't you, and they tell you, you know, all they need is...
Well, that's right, yeah. So yeah. The next stage is I'm going to arm myself.
Right.
I will be getting an air rifle soon.
Yeah.
Just in case it comes back.
If I was you,
You're not allowed. I looked it up. It's illegal to trap them and take them to the woods. You can't release a grey squirrel. You have to, humanely dispose of
them. I know that.
I didn't know that.
No, a lot of people bring them around to my gaff.
Do they?
Yeah.
Why, just because you like it?
No, I'm a humane...
But you haven't got the bulldog anymore.
No, but I'm a humane destroyer. No, I can just do it for
you. Is that your nickname?
Fourth thing.
The humane destroyer.
Yeah, that's what I do. What?
And this is what I don't. This is what I don't want to read.
What?
One of the texters says, "But Gav, what if it's had babies in there?"
Oh.
Oh God.
Oh my God.
Now you're playing with my nightmares.
No, you're not. You're not. You're starved out now. There's been no food.
Mm.
It's not like searching for food is a powerful motive in nature.
That's true. We're into a siege situation now, aren't we?
Yeah. See yourself. Make a siege tower. Yeah, right. It's fantastic, yeah. Your house is now a siege tower. So, they might have had babies up there. That's a very good point.
Yeah, don't. I don't want to know.
Hang on, wait a second. I tell you what, April strikes me as quite a like, let's have some kids, squirrels, kind of time of year. But I don't know that.
I don't know it either. According to another texter called Ed the Pest Controller, apparently it won't work, just blocking the holes. Why are they like Terminator or something?
Because then he won't make any money.
You're not a real pest controller, in my opinion, unless you've got a Jack Russell. Guy we had, all he did was put poison out.
Okay, well, I just want to tell you...
For the rat.
The best solution is in there is to have a macaque within... The crawl zone. You got a macaque in there.
A trained macaque?
A trained macaque.
A special forces macaque.
And do you know what else you get for that macaque as well?
What?
Definitely a little uniform, little cargo pants.
Well, with a little anti-squirrel patch on his shoulders.
Yes, you get him looking a little bit military.
And he's done the training.
Definitely, so he knows what to do.
He's done the training.
Knows what to do.
Sure. He's done CQB training.
He's done everything. He's done a little macaque.
Double taps.
Little macaque. Macaque attack!
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
So, guys, for millions of years, huge animals, including...
Go on.
Uh-oh.
This is the funniest line I've ever read in a paper, and do you know what? I've been giggling here, right?
Go on.
I'm trying to get through this in rehearsals. I'm going to try now. Are you ready?
Sure.
Because it just sounds like something someone's saying, exaggerating, really exaggerating. You ready?
Yeah.
Let's show it straight face. Here we go. For millions of years, huge animals, including wombats the size of cars.
It's not Whipple, is it?
No, it's in the Times.
Oh, right.
No, it's James Salmon in
Perth. Okay,
mate, you got a wombat the size of a cat.
Size of a ute.
A wombat the size of a car.
That's a big wombat.
That's a big
That's
wombat.
That's a bear. That's a grizzly.
That's a wombat, mate. Ah, mate, you get out there, there's wombats the size of cars. Yeah. Imagine if they were all running in... Sort of two lanes.
Oh, man, that'd be crazy.
What do wombats eat?
I think peanut butter, mostly.
I don't know. We don't know. All we do know is that Australia... I'll get onto that in a second. Okay, you ready for this? After an exhaustive 5-year study piecing together evidence from fossils stored in museums around the world, research at Flinders University in Adelaide...
Flinders?
Yeah.
All right.
That'd be right, mate. Flinders. Anyway, at Flinders University, they believe they can add another one to the list of giant animals that once roamed this earth.
Really?
How? Yep. Why?
And do you know what it is?
What is it?
A giant kangaroo.
No! You're making it up.
Yeah, I'm not making it up. They said they've discovered 3 new species.
How big was the kangaroo? I need to know.
Of extinct kangaroo.
Double-decker bus big.
One of them weighing, get this, yeah?
Go on.
1,700 kilos.
Well, what's
that's only 2 tons.
Yeah.
How big's that?
That's a Lhotson. That's like a rhino.
That's a kangaroo.
That's a kanga that weighs the same as a rhino. And kangas are skinny and muscly. That's huge.
Yeah. It's enormous.
That is huge.
Yeah, well, it's got a picture of a hit one here. Tower going above its head, going above a bus.
Wow.
A double decker.
I was joking when I said a double decker.
No, but higher than a route master. Yes. No, wow. You don't introduce buses into it, Gav, if you're just going single-decker.
Yeah.
Unless you manage to just have a van.
You're right.
Or a lorry.
Sure.
Of course it's double-decker.
Yeah, it has to be.
It's like saying it's about 10 dolphin length, and you going, what, little ones?
No, porpoises?
No, dolphins.
About the size of Wembley. What, the tube station?
What, Wembley Kebab House? No. Anyway, they say they've just... Yeah, right. The tube station. They say they've discovered three new species of extinct kangaroo. All three species are the extinct genus Protemnodon, which lived in Australia and New Guinea 5 million to 40,000 years ago. Again, whatever happened in that ice age, we don't know. They say that big rock hit the earth. But you imagine that. The first species was identified in 1874 by a British naturalist, Sir Richard Owen. He's thought to resemble a more squat and muscular version of the great kangaroo. So it's
hench. It's wide. Hench. Well, yeah.
Terrifying.
Absolutely terrifying. Here's the question, though. Here's the question, right? And I'm putting this as a very serious question. Is given how different Australia looks, right? Uh-huh. And that there was no mammals on it at all.
Right.
Right?
All marsupials.
Do we think, and also what the people there are like now, what they turn into. No, it's just having been at a wedding with some.
Okay.
And suddenly you wonder, you sort of think, you're just not... Do we think Australia is actually a fragment of another planet?
Yeah, maybe they're not of this world.
I've said it.
Is it
a little slice of Mars?
Oh,
could be.
It's a good question.
Could be.
I'm just saying it. Look, if it looks like Mars, if it's not like Earth,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
You got to ask yourself a question, don't you?
You do. You do have to.
Because I'm now seriously thinking it's only like the rest of the Earth round the edges.
Okay.
Right. It is.
And even then, you got to think it's defended by these crazy amounts of sharks and snakes and all these things that defend it. Mm. So any Martians are thinking, well, no one's going to mess with us here.
Yeah, right. Of course. All that coral. All those white sharks.
The barrier reef, white sharks, the most powerful snakes.
Sea snakes. Oh, man.
You know, they got like salties.
Absolutely, mate.
Right, I'm just saying. It starts to add up to a picture, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. It's like a citadel.
Yes.
It really is.
Exactly right. They're certainly nothing like Kiwis.
Kiwis, they're basically Scots. No, they're all Scots.
Oh, actually, pretty sensible and hardworking.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Ah, spring. Little birdies. The smell of freshly cut grass. And at Subway, the all-new smokehouse menu is on fire. Try the barbecue baller. Bite into succulent meatballs marinated in our smoky signature barbecue sauce with peppers and lettuce, topped with melted pepper cheese and crunchy crispy onions. It's a smoky, saucy sensation. Available in Subway stores and on the app. Subway, eat fresh. Freshly prepared per order.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 Thang. Radio X.
Just reading the papers that caves found on Mars by cutting-edge artificial intelligence could be harbouring ETs. Unlikely, but it could be where they got Australia from, as you know.
Sure.
We're launching a new theory right here on the show. No mammals in Australia. Mm-hmm. And if you look at it, the surface of it is just like Mars. In fact, that's where they practice.
Well, as Andrew points out, marsupials.
There we go.
There's a clue there, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, the listeners are getting on board with this one.
Sure.
Mars, of course, exactly the same. You can fit if you look at the moon at night. That's the size of Australia.
Wow. Right, I didn't know that.
You lift it up. No, I've seen. There's a famous drawing. You can get a picture of the moon and then Australia, the map of Australia, slotting exactly on it. Wow. I don't know if that means it fits round it or across it as the moon appears. I don't know.
Sure.
We don't need the technical.
We don't need technical, but I saw it as a nice picture.
It wouldn't be easy to actually.
As you look
do.
At the moon, that's Australia moving around there, and I wonder when I've done. I don't know. I've had a cursory glance through a couple of things. So I was trying to find out if any other planet has a tidal moon like we do. They don't.
Right.
Oh. So Mars has two moons going around it.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them hasn't been seen for ages. No one knows where it's gone. It's very near the surface. The Russians crashed a satellite into it.
Into what? One of the moons?
Yes.
You're kidding.
No, and then something happened.
Sean, but no, that moon is made of titanium or something.
Definitely. Buy shares of it.
Oh, definitely.
Whatever it is, buy shares. Anyway, the point is we believe that Australia is actually a little slice of Mars.
Okay. Sure.
That the Martians escaped on.
And
they just thought, where's a big patch of sea? Because that probably was the exit they spoke on Mars.
Absolutely.
Right. Let's just park it in that bit of the Pacific.
We should have asked Jason Donovan that time he came in.
Yes.
He'd know.
He'd know, definitely.
He'd know.
Anyway, we've just had this message in from a listener. I haven't heard this. Vinny assures me it's excellent. Here we go.
Good evening, TJ and the team. I'm just hypothesizing and musing and deliberating over this revelation of Australia and Mars. And one thought that's perturbing me and seems to ruminate in the background and has kind of captured me all-encompassing is if a piece of Mars did land on Earth, which is now Australia, what did it land on? What was there before? Could that be what caused all of the dinosaurs to go bye-bye? Just a thought from Roy from Bingley in West Yorkshire, originally from Scotland. I'll leave this one with the team. Adios.
Fascinating.
The answer, of course, is Atlantis.
Oh!
I think he that's what there. The coral reef was. That was laid down to receive that piece of Mars.
Yes, it probably was all the way around. Not just,
the whole Great Barrier
Reef. That's the only bit that remained.
That's right, as it crashed into
the answer
it.
Is, of course, there would have been nothing there. They found a blank bit of sea.
They needed a really open bit of water.
They worked out the depth.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
But it's all very one depthy.
Would
that not displace some of that water, though?
Yes. And that's another thing that led to all the dinosaurs.
And all the fishes.
And the ice age and the
sharks.
And all the dinosaurs. And the dinosaurs, basically.
Sure.
And also, probably some of those.
It explains a lot. It's definitely food for thought.
Certainly, you can imagine some of those rocks because the sea rose. Certainly in the Bristol Channel and the Severn, giving them enough of a river to float the stones up Stonehenge.
Yeah. Johnny Vaughan, Radio X.
Guys, this is the 4 till 7 thing on Radio X. So, Harry, hello. I lent Harry because I'm starting the doghouse having a weekend away.
You'd had a weekend away. You didn't want to go to the football your first night back.
I didn't want to just come straight home and literally...
See you later.
Oh, I can't. Yeah. What, tonight? What, with Chelsea home? You're joking, love. So you gave it up.
Yeah.
No, but I watched it on telly. And what was... Normally that is disappointing, right? Just watching on telly.
Who's an Everton fan, took his friend who's a Newcastle fan.
Normally it's a real disappointment when you're not at a game anyway. When you're a season ticket holder and you can't get to a game if it's
And someone's got your sick.
You're away. I mean, if I'm in London, I'll always be at the game.
Yeah.
So not being at a 6-0, normally if I'm watching on telly is a disappointment. But I've got to tell you, if you've lent your ticket to an Everton fan you work with...
He was so looking forward to it.
Who was really excited, with a glad heart he left. He told me, he says, I don't know, we'll get thrashed anyway, and he was really all like that.
Yeah.
It turns out, under questioning today, he goes, all right, I thought it'd be about 1-1, I think.
I was hoping for a draw.
I think you thought you'd thrash us 1-1.
Yeah.
The most I could ever dream of, really.
Yeah. Anyway, go on.
what do you want?
What more do you want? What do you want from me?
Well, I was walking up the stairs. I was hearing this. And I was thinking, "Oh yeah."
Oh, you arrived quite late. You arrived quite late, didn't you? For this,
you got
Harry J and the All Stars.
Yeah,
and got in there. Atmosphere was going. It's Chelsea. And I thought, yeah, this would be a bit of fun. Lovely little row you've got there. Lovely little row. There's some comfy seats, bit of leather.
They're perfectly serviceable seats.
Yeah,
bit of cushion,
bit of leather.
Yeah, no, that only happened this season.
Oh.
That's really exciting. Imagine arriving back to a seat you've been in for 28 years and they've suddenly padded it.
That's weird.
We were like, wow. Anyway.
So, we had a lovely little intro. I thought this is going well. Took a picture just for the memes because it's a great view from your scene.
Oh, lovely
location.
Road 2.
Lovely road 2.
Yeah.
Feel, it's quite a FIFA view, is what my mate said to me.
Yeah,
why?
Great description.
Because you're still close to the pitch, but you are quite high up.
Yes.
So you've got a real bird's eye
view.
Oh, no,
it's fantastic. Yeah, yeah. But put it this way, what's weird about it is sometimes when I go and watch the game, after the same match today, it's exactly the same view as my seat.
Yeah, it's mad.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I'm thinking, yes, like, that's exactly where I see the game from.
There's no
messing around. No. Anyway.
Things started quite well. We had a great chance. Beto spurned from 3 yards away.
Right.
Hit his calf and went over the bar. And then Chelsea went up the other end. And Cole Palmer scored. Yeah, it was directly in line with where we were sat. Great view. Couldn't believe it went in.
England's number one wasn't on particularly good form, was he?
No. One thing I would say about the Chelsea fans is that they had some really creative chance, went as far as, Chelsea! Chelsea! Chelsea!
I know that one.
And that only started about 4-0. Apart from that, it was quiet until that point.
Can I just say,
and then at 5-0, they went, Pickford! What's the score? Pickford, what's the score? Yeah, I thought, this is big chat.
The problem there is most things Chelsea fans used to chant are now banned.
Right.
Yeah.
Well.
They're just not perfectly correct.
Sure.
And for all the right reasons.
Anyway,
I was watching and I was really laughing at home.
You must have been chuckling every time the ball went in.
Vanessa was like, well, what are you so happy about? You missed the game. I thought it'd be some kind of punishment. I was like, oh man, this is funny that you could know.
No, I was laughing. When Pickford made that error, I laughed out loud.
I bet you did.
It was too good to be true. And the other supporters...
Oh, John, no one was laughing more than I was.
No.
No one likes to laugh more than I do.
No one likes to laugh more than I do, John.
But I thought you might like to know that we managed to get Richie Wolfenden a ticket as well from on the other side of the ground.
Oh, yeah.
He left at 35 minutes. Oh. Only at 3-0, yeah.
You're kidding.
Yeah, anyway, the Wolf walked out.
The Wolf walked out.
35 into the game or 35 to go?
Into the game.
You're kidding.
He left before half-time.
The Wolf slunk back out.
He left before half-time,
really
yeah.
35-minute Rich.
Was he howling?
Yeah.
Half-time Richie.
He was like, not staying for that.
He was a bigger howler than Pickford.
Yes.
Although, Gavin, I also believe if goalkeepers commit a howler, they should have to howl.
Yes, absolutely right.
And I'm sorry about that. It's going to be a bit rough night, but I tell you, it really improved missing it. Someone I did my ticket to was absolutely miserable.
Holly and Shanice are prepping for a big weekend away, and it needs to go exactly to plan. So they need to know exactly what they're getting, like the choice of over 800 hotels.
Yes, right in the centre.
So they're only moments away from where they want to be.
Woo!
With a super comfy bed waiting for them at the end of the night.
Oh.
And with checkout by 12 p.m, they can even hit snooze. Enjoy the same feeling whatever the trip. Premier Inn. Rest easy. Book direct for the best rates at premierinn.com.
Radio. X. Johnny Vaughan's 4-7 thing.
The word for gloves in German is Handschuhe. And the word for oven gloves in Dutch is Ovenhandschuhen. Is that very confusing or very, very simple? It's time to play What Does It All Mean?
What does it all mean?
Okay, it's time for some linguistic fun as we laugh with the nations.
Okay. Did that German word mean hand shoes?
Means yes, ish, if.
Wow.
Okay, you ready for this?
Go on.
You're going to be good at this, aren't you?
Well, I like to think so.
Okay, you ready for this? I've got some literal translations of words here. I just need to tell you what they mean in English. For example, so I'm going to give you the Vietnamese phrase mu bao hiểm, literally translates as insurance hat.
Insurance hat?
Yeah, what could that be?
I have no idea.
Crash helmet.
Of course!
Oh, right,
yes.
There you go!
Yeah, fantastic.
And now you're playing. And now you're learning to play.
So what does it all mean?
What does it all mean?
Right. We're ready for this. Gav, son, to write your answers down. I'm going to give you 5 questions. You
okay,
ready?
Okay, go on.
Okay. First up, the Vietnamese phrase...
Chuột cống.
Chuột cống literally translates as drain mouse. What does it mean in English? Gav, what do you got?
What does it all mean?
A plug?
No.
A rat?
Yes, son.
Yay!
Boom! B. Gav actually looks quite... This sort of thing Gav gets a little bit confessional about. I like that, Gav. Please be all cheesed
well,
off.
You've made me write it down. Go on.
Okay, right. Are you ready? What do you mean?
Well, I've written it down now. I want them to be correct.
Okay, yeah. Yes, I bet you do.
It's Gav, in document form
say,
now, no, John.
Can I just say, Gav loves things like this. Okay, here we go. He's also from a family of about five kids where things like... He's got that competitive thing going on.
Oh, man, you should
like
see the Scrabble.
I bet. I would like to, Gav.
It's like medieval violence. Go
okay,
on.
Here we go. It's like a medieval mind game. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Question two. German word. Balkan.
Wolkenkratzer.
Yeah, Wolkenkratzer. Wolkenkratzer. It literally means cloud scratcher. But what does it mean in English? What does it mean in English?
I've gone with kite.
No.
I've gone with helicopter.
No, I thought helicopter, but no, it's a skyscraper.
Oh!
And obviously it's really...
It kind of means the same.
Skyscraper, cloud scratcher. There we go. Right, here we go. Question three. Icelandic word, which I couldn't even attempt to pronounce. Go on.
Hjartastuftæki.
Hjartastuftæki. I should pronounce it because I've got... Hjartastuftæki. I've got family there and everything. Mm-hmm. And my auntie Björk. It literally... Thank you. It literally translates as a heart ignition instrument. Gav?
Defibrillator.
Defibrillator.
It is a defibrillator. Yay! Boom! I can see Vin getting big thought. Is that why you're starting to do this? So you can start cleaning up on format rights. I can really see it. Oh. Right, here we go. Oh, so it is.
Oh.
With like an Irish host in the afternoon. One of those afternoon shows. Right.
What does it mean?
But is it a defibrillator?
Defibrillator?
So, no, the correct answer there was a defibrillator. Wait a second. The Irish phrase...
Stair ibiú.
Translates as living stairs. What was it?
Escalator.
It's an escalator.
Escalator.
Oh, it's an escalator. Right, and last up, number five. The Dutch word... You better do it.
Buurtbalkje.
Buurtbalkje literally translates as your turn bar. What does it all mean?
A turnstile.
Nope.
An indicator.
No.
Oh.
A checkout divider. You know, when it's your...
The little thing on the conveyor. Oh, man.
Do we call them checkout dividers?
In German, incidentally, that word is Warentrennstab. A Warentrennstab, which means the stick separating the goods. Interestingly,
go on.
In Swiss German, which I've just... the people I've just been amongst, it's and this is beautiful.
Go on.
It's Kassen Toblerone.
No.
It's a Toblerone.
Because it is,
it's a Toblerone for cash.
Oh,
wow.
Because I like
everything
that
in Switzerland is. The winner is, I think...
I got three.
No, I got two. Sunter one.
Do you know when Gav said that, he didn't even look up.
He didn't even
give you the satisfaction of looking up. He just carried on. Yep.
No, like, I'd given myself a tick for one of them, which I hadn't earned.
For now,
that.
Though, John, I'm just going to carry on making notes.
Yep.
Goodbye.
Johnny Vaughan.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this is the 4 till 7 thing. That was one of Gav's favourites. It's one that Gav always really soundbased to that.
I love that tune.
It's because it's so good. It's so cheery. It's got everything you want in a little tune.
And
it?
I just love Ash. I just love any three-piece rock power trio.
You're hilarious.
From Northern Ireland.
Hey, Gav. I can't wait for them to find the next one. But if A&R people are having trouble finding the next little Irish power trio, perhaps they should ask the Chinese.
Why?
Because the Chinese are currently hunting down fugitives in Britain.
Oh, yeah. What?
Beijing has hunted down hundreds of fugitives in dozens of countries, including Britain, and forced them back to China by putting pressure on their families.
Wow.
I know, it's a weird technique, isn't it, that?
Yeah.
Is Britain trying to fly people around the world? So they're just trying to just put pressure on the families. That could mean all sorts of things.
Very dark.
It does, yeah.
I like it.
Sounds
really
kind of
like
cartel-like.
I admire them. I admire them. Keeping the nation of 1.4 billion down.
In check.
No, just ruling it. Just that's such a beast. I mean, we have trouble with, 60 million?
Yeah.
I mean, admittedly, they don't waste time voting. They just GSD. Get done. Yeah?
Mm.
Yeah. God, I admire them. Anyway, almost 300 cases of transnational repression have been documented by human rights researchers since President Zai took power in 2012. President Zai, remember, yeah, his parents persecuted by Chairman Mao and their regime. Yeah, he comes back, forgives, forgets, moves on, carries on doing the same thing. Good man. Anyway, Gav, if the Chinese are capable of hunting down...
What, if I could bring to bear the resources of the Chinese to hunt something down for me?
Gav, now you're talking to me.
Right.
That I like.
Yeah.
Then what I'd like them to find, first of all, my lost headphone adapter.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
That means that my new iPhone is then compatible with my Bose speaker using the AUX Connect, not the Bluetooth system.
Right.
Which my Bose speaker system is too old to be compatible with.
Right, okay.
But I like it because it's got a yellow a leather magnetic cover. It just looks so sharp.
Yeah.
And I can use it on the beach and it's great and it's really good.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just Bluetooth sometimes and yada, yada, yada. If you're using Bluetooth, that affects other things. It's something that'll come out the telly.
I'm sure they could find that for you. They'd have many resources to bring.
Mm. Also, my DVD of the Aussie movie, the classic... The Castle.
Mm.
I just don't know where it's gone.
Oh, really?
And I'm not going to buy it again, as I bought it about three or four times.
Yeah.
You can only buy it secondhand. It's the fun, one of the funnest films ever made. Please, can I say to the Chinese, could you hunt that down for me?
Sure.
The recent absence of the new car.
What's the new car?
The new car is a friction motor car that moves amazingly quickly down the floorboards of the house. And the game I play with Milton, my three-year-old, is that I start up the new car, send it sizzling, and I try and get it to the wall.
Yeah.
And he instantly runs after it. It's a great way of wearing him down before bed.
Yeah.
At which point I go, new, and he goes, new, and thinks it's hilarious to stop it before it gets to the wall, and then he brings it back.
So you need that piece of equipment.
The no car, and we look for it everywhere, and it's gone. I've looked under sofas. So Chinese, if you're listening, it was made in China. I know that.
Right.
If you've got any technology that could return the new car to me, I'd really appreciate that. Gav,
Like them to just, you know, really try to find me a new box to box midfielder for Arsenal, and I'd also like them to find British Rail and bring them back.
Yes.
And I'd also like them to find the waterboard and bring them all back.
Yes, yes. Also, just find justice.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Suns, what do you need there? What do you need hunting down by the Chinese, please?
I really need a very delicious nut-based brie.
Interesting.
I have yet to find a vegan brie that passes...
Nothing's beyond them, since they'll find it for you.
Yeah.
Someone said, tell Johnny he'll never find his DV of the cast. In fact, tell him he's dreaming, which is very, very funny. It's, anyone who's seen it, it's the funniest film, I think, ever to come out of Australia.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe the world. Every That is going straight in the pool room. but thank you very much indeed. 83936. 83936. Please, what do you want? Please start your text, incidentally. Dear Zai. XI, and let's see if the president can find those for us.
X Radio X Johnny Ball.
That's Kasabian coming back to me good. Yeah, I'm drinking tonight, lads. Looking gorgeous tonight, girls.
Got summer all over.
No, it has, hasn't it?
Yeah.
That tune is a rep's dream.
I sort of wish Kasabian had done a tune called "Yeah, I'm Drinking Tonight, Lads." Brackets, lads.
We'll have a word with him. We should talk to Serge about it and get it done.
What? "Yeah, I'm Drinking Tonight, Lads." Brackets, looking gorgeous tonight, girls. Close brackets. This 4 till 7 thing on Radio X. Loads of you. Writing to the Chinese president.
Yeah.
Dear Zai, I'd really like... This is because the Chinese have hunted down over 300 wanted Chinese people who are over here, and they want them to return home.
Sure.
And they've tracked them down, they've taken them back.
Mm-hmm.
Good job. Dear Zai, I'd really like to find my flip-flop I had on the beach in Australia 5 days ago. Says Matt in Bolton. Thank you very much. You'll find that, no sweat.
Yeah, I mean,
Chinese goods have got to be all tagged and chipped.
Absolutely.
Yeah, what have you seen?
Patrick in Brighton wants the president to find him a succulent Chinese meal.
That's fantastic.
It had to happen.
And dear Zai, can you help me find what I'm looking for? Bono Island. Thank you very much indeed. So, have you seen anything there that you particularly like the president to find for you?
Yeah, I like this one. It just says, please find the vibe. Just the vibe. Also, the Constitution.
Okay, that is another quote from the castle. It's Maba. It's the vibe of the thing. It is the funniest film I've made. Anyway, keep your requests coming in. The Chinese are going to be hunting your stuff down, but please address your texts to Xi Jinping. They will doubtless be read by him now we've flagged it up.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 Fang.
Radio X.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for me too. Southbrook. Start of every week, we adopt a pet town. We have recently adopted pet town 388. Southbrook in Kent, ladies and gentlemen. If you live in Southbury, you'd like to be our pet town correspondent, text the show on 83936, email johnny@radiox.co.uk, or send us a WhatsApp through Global Player, the official app of Radio X. It's now time for Radio X's, for Radio's shortest running, lowest scoring, least engaging, civic-based, true or false challenge, pet town quiz. Scores at the moment, Gavin 4, Sunta 8 on the year.
Yeah, she's way ahead.
The woman, you got it all to do, mate. You really have.
I know.
You're letting men down.
I'm deliberately starting the season slow so that I've got.
He's letting men down. You really are.
I didn't realise all men.
No, I'm not saying it's a gender challenge. It's not. But at the moment, Gav is letting the fellas down. It's disgusting. I can't listen to it anymore. Not listening to that woodman let down all of mankind. Seriously, he's making them women fools out of us. That was just one guy who texted in.
He always texts in, that guy.
83936. Fellas, what do you make of the woman's performance? Ladies, how proud you feel of Sunta? Right. Ho, ho, ho. Are we ready for this?
Yeah.
Another note from Quizmaster Vin. Last week, I'm not going to do this, Vin, actually. I'm not going to do it because I think it's silly. It's just stupid.
What?
No, it's not. Is Finn giving us advice on all the answers or whatever?
Yeah.
And I know it's not true because last time it wasn't. Gav, what's your buzzer, please?
I'm sticking with the hero, Jan Hammer.
Oh, I love it, man.
Just a little bit of
kickboxing. Nice. No, Gav, it's beautiful. It's lovely, what you did is beautiful. See, that sort of thing, yeah? Fellas can be proud of you there. Right. And bad, corrupt, destructive, hateful, heinous, hideous, malevolent, malicious, nefarious, ugly, unpleasant, vicious, vile, villainous, wicked, base, foul, low, offensive, poisonous, reprobate, wrong.
Hello.
Hi, Sons.
Atrocious, painful, beastly. No. Hi, Sons.
Hi.
What's your buzzer, please?
I've got the assumption buzzer that we used when we decided that the scientists were making too many assumptions when they were investigating the world.
Yes. Wow.
My assumption buzzer.
Go on.
There.
Cool. So, a buzzer. You could have just said a buzzer, Sons.
Specifically, it's the assumption buzzer.
I'm afraid, Gav. Owing to the fact that she's such a winner at the moment, we've got to go along with it. Someone's just texted in, I'm not mad with Gavin, I'm just disappointed for various reasons. Here's the rules. You must wait for me to finish before answering true or false. It is 1 point for a correct answer. You'll lose a point for every incorrect answer. Woman, is that clear?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Dr. Sons Templeton, is that clear?
It is.
Let's play the Pet Town quiz. Here we go. Question one. True or false? They're all true or falses. As well as Holden Pond, Southborough is also home to Waterway, Kelly Brook, and Thicktown Brewery. Gav.
True.
It's false.
Oh.
It's false. No, because Kelly Brook is from that neck of the woods, and it's the sort of thing that...
But Thicktown, Kelly Brook... I thought that was...
Okay, I can tell you now, there is a whole...
Okay, now I get it.
It was a bit too lateral for Gavin.
Yeah, it really was.
But remember, there is a Holden Pond, though.
There is a Holden Pond, yeah.
What do you mean? You didn't know that. You don't know the ponds and brooks.
No, I didn't know, but now you're saying that. So now I understand
how the question was developed. Just because you're four ahead doesn't mean you start agreeing with the quizmaster by going with the quizmaster by saying...
quizmaster?
By sort of going, there is though, that's
sorry,
right.
Yeah. Sorry.
She's just trying to get in with you.
I was just trying to show...
This cat is... Okay, here we go. Question two. Still plenty of time to, do it for the fellas here,
Gav. Sure.
Okay, here we go. A lot of people comparing you to Arsenal at the moment, Gav. True or false? Southborough's Blue Reef Aquarium houses a stingray called Raymond. Gav.
False.
It is false. That was question five for Pet Town 83, wow. South Sea.
Wow.
Whoa. Is that true or false then?
It was false then.
God, this is complex.
It is, isn't it?
He's taking
it's
it
like
to
Back to the Future.
It's incredible, isn't it? It's like Back to the Future, John. Am I still Gav?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. True or false, in 1867, Kent County Cricket Club beat Hampshire County Cricket Club in the only first-class match played in Southborough. Stunter.
False.
It's true.
What?
And if you look at it, it sounds so true.
Yeah.
It sounds so plausible.
It sounds so true. It? I mean, it's just an obvious true statement.
It just sounds exactly
but
true.
But we just don't know because Vinny's shaking it up.
Yeah.
True or false? According to... Sorry.
This is mad, isn't it?
It's what Vinny's done here. I thank God I didn't... Well, I'll read it at the end.
Go on.
Okay. True or false? According to Southborough Street Community's April newsletter, litter pickers recently found a 34-year-old Disco's crisp packet.
What?
That's Gav.
False.
That's true.
Is it really?
Yeah.
God.
It's true, yeah.
34-year-old
Disco's.
34 years old?
Yes.
I've got...
Okay. Oh.
Oh?
Oh.
Is it no? No, minus one, minus one.
You're not entitled
to... It's minus one,
no,
minus one.
We don't know the scores. We'll reveal that at the end. We just know it's even.
Okay.
But is it going to be even worse for the Woodman?
Oh, my goodness.
Here we go. True or false?
One of us looking for the nil for the win.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's a
doesn't get much better than that.
No, it doesn't get much better than that.
Certainly not for Everton fans this week. True or false? Oscar-winning director Catherine Bigelow briefly went to school in Southborough. Sunter.
True.
It's false. I've taken it. Boom.
Okay.
Bear in mind now, the Woodman.
Tell us what the statement was that you didn't want to say at the beginning.
What the note from Quizmaster Vin?
Right. Go on,
as it says here. Another note from Quizmaster Vin. Just like last week, all the answers are false.
But they weren't.
No, they weren't.
They were last week.
Last week they were all false.
I'm not going to let him play with your mind.
This is really confusing.
No, it really is. It's ridiculous.
If self-expression and innovation excite in equal measure, let's make it real. Introducing the new all-electric BMW iX2 with striking design inside and out and a BMW curved display that lets you stream movies and play video games whilst parked up. Search BMW Park Lane to book a test drive. Non-conformists, please form a disorderly queue. Features require a BMW digital premium subscription. App costs may apply. Details on our website. Test drive subject to status and availability.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
Catfish. Catfish and the Bottom Men on Radio X. You right there, Gav?
Yeah.
Remind, who did that tune, How to Save a Life?
I don't know.
How to Save a Life.
The Fray.
Oh, clapping.
Wow.
How about that?
Vin's our music Google.
It just reminds me of that a little bit.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, but it does.
That's
well
right.
done, Vin.
That's all right.
Quite like that tune, incidentally.
Mm.
Nice tune. Mm. Let's be nice about music we don't play. On Radio X. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's Wednesday, April 17th. It's about that time. The Woodman furnished with a hero. Gav, today you promised me a checkmate, putting a hammer in
exactly.
your own little slot. Go on, what do you got?
So today we celebrate the birthday of Jan Hammer, composer, producer, and keyboard player. He was born today in Prague in 1948. No, that's not Jan Hammer.
I fight you beautifully, didn't I?
You did.
That was such a great fight.
He was born today in 1948 in Prague, in Czechoslovakia, now the Czech Republic. His mum was a singer. His dad was the most Eastern European thing I've ever heard of.
What does he do?
He was a doctor and a bass player.
Was he?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. So, well, no, it's quite Dutch.
That's so cool. Anyway, Jan himself took up piano formally at 6 years old. He informally took it up at four. He played in a jazz trio in high school and then studied afterwards.
At four?
At the Prague Academy of Musical Arts. And then in 1968, when the Warsaw Pact countries invaded Czechoslovakia, he moved to America to study at Berkeley in Boston. He then joined the Mahavishnu Orchestra with Billy Cobham and John McLaughlin. Now, this is all prog rock, jazz rock stuff, but he played on...
John McLaughlin.
He played on probably one of the most famous sampled tunes ever, which is this one. This is Billy Cobham's Stratus. This is Jan Hammer playing all the keyboards.
Such a tune.
And here's the Fender.
Gavin is doing air keyboards during this.
Yeah, I'm doing air Fender Rhodes. Anyway, that tune was obviously famously from sampled for Safe From Harm by Massive Attack. He then joined the Jeff Beck
group.
They
killed it, I thought.
Yeah, kind of.
Because that vocal is so lame in that Massive tune.
I know.
It's such a nice tune.
It's also quite out of tune.
Yeah, it is out of tune. That's
really
what I mean. No,
tune.
It's not a bad lyric. Yeah, it's not a bad melody. But my God, she sings it badly.
It's a great drum loop, though. He then joined the Jeff Beck group where he was. He got famous playing... Well, he wrote this song. It wasn't Jeff Beck that wrote this. This became the theme for a very famous live music TV show.
Your favourite TV show? Now.
It's The Tube.
Fantastic. Never bettered as a music show.
It's such a good show, wasn't it?
Yeah, fantastic.
Really good. Anyway, he also then ended up...
played this before in your Right Little Slot.
Yeah, when I was talking about Jeff Beck.
Yes.
So he also ended up in the 70s and 80s playing with Joni Mitchell, Santana, Stanley Clarke, Neil Sean from Journey, Mick Jagger,
John McLaughlin,
Steve Lukather from Toto. He did movie scores, loads of TV show scores, but one particular theme made him really famous. He was asked to do the incidental music for a new cop show. This is one of the bits he wrote.
You know what? This is Gav's favourite show. Look at Santa, look. Easy, Sons.
I know, but also...
We're not back at yours with a couple of glasses of wine.
But don't forget the much more famous, the actual theme to that show. That last one was called Crockett's Theme.
Yeah.
And this is the theme.
The thing is about this theme is it doesn't particularly go anywhere.
No, it doesn't. It's just a groove.
It's just the way it breaks in.
This is the early days of sampling. He was playing all the drums and everything on the keyboard.
He?
Yeah, yeah.
It's just the way it breaks in. There's nothing you can hum. There's nothing hummable there. It's not like
really,
the theme tune from the TV show Kojak.
Absolutely right. Anyway, it's his birthday today, so let's wish Jan Hammer Vyshechno Nelepshik Narazeni Nam.
What he said, Jan Hammer. Johnny Vaughan, 4 till 7 thing, we salute you. Thank you so much, woman. I love it. Do you know what? Any excuse to pull out a few kitschy old themes.
Absolutely right.
And something that was sampled, and you now see, you can see why they did it, but the original deserves our attention as well. Thank you very much, Woodman.
Radio X.
I'm not going to do this today.
What?
But I just spotted a headline in a paper. It says, half of Britons would pay for a National Health Service operation. Let's say, all of Britain has paid.
Mm.
It's not free.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I'm going to move on.
Yeah,
I'm going to move on. Mm-hmm. Just to say when I go, free health service, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not free.
We pay.
You paid.
Mm.
Every worker pays. All right?
Mm.
Stop pretending.
I know. And also...
any kind of value.
Putting that story out now, it's like getting us used to the idea of it so that they can get on with it.
The woodman with insights that are worth their weight in bloody gold.
Floating that balloon out there.
Okay, but here's what you can't get on the NHS, guys.
Go on.
Tattoos. You can get a tattoo removed.
Right.
Not on the NHS.
You can if it causes you mental health problems.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like if it's a... bad, you know, like it says, you know, like
a stag dude,
an
tattoo.
Ex.
Yeah.
You know, who, you know, is you've had problems with
legally
and stuff. But get this, right? This is the most rock and roll tattoo I've ever heard of. Even by rock and roll standards, James Hetfield's commitment to the memory of Ian Lemmy Kilmister is unusual. Lemmy died in 2015. The Metallica frontman feared his memories of the founding member of Motorhead would begin to fade.
Right.
You're not going to believe this. He said, my vision of him was as a statue of a man that was immortal. When he passed, it scared me, he said.
Yeah.
Like, where's our captain now?
Right.
Mind you, if you did get on a ship
and
Lemmy was at the helm, you would certainly not see him. You know, you'd see him in a role above that didn't have any control over the tiller.
Right, yeah. I think so, yeah.
You know, you wouldn't want Lemmy steering the
ship. He wouldn't have to change any of his clothes. He looks like a pirate already. Lemmy.
He does, yes.
He's ready to be a
pirate. I wasn't really thinking of that sort of
joke. Oh, sorry.
I wasn't really thinking of that sort of joke. nice that you've switched to that, but I was more thinking just a normal, like a cruise liner.
Oh, a cruise liner.
But if you
right,
see it as the ship of rot.
Yeah.
Anyway, Hetfield solution, preserve a part of Kilminster's remains on his skin. Yesterday, he unveiled a new tattoo, dedicated Lemmy, without whom he declared there would be no Metallica.
Mm. Right.
How many did Metallica play in front of in
I think it was like a million people actually there. In Moscow, I think.
In Moscow.
Yeah, yeah.
They played a gig to 1.25 million people. It's 1.25 million.
It was insane.
Do look it up on
YouTube.
They were
so ready for some rock.
They really look like they're rocking it.
Yeah. Okay.
It's amazing what you can get proud of. Over a million.
It's incredible, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry, we'll move on. Yeah. But he's 60 now. He shared a photo of the black spade tattoo on his middle finger.
Right.
Revealed it was completed using, get this, it was using black ink mixed with pinch of cremation ashes that were so graciously given to me.
You are kidding.
Oh, yes.
He had some of Lemmy's ashes in the ink.
Yes.
Wow, that's commitment, that is.
Yes.
I didn't know that was possible.
Now he's able to fly the world with me wherever I go. No, now he's able to fly with him wherever he goes in the whole world.
No, fly the bird.
Fly the bird.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
Because he's, you know, sticking his finger up to the world.
Yes. Anytime he gives the bird, Lemmy gives the bird.
Mm. That's amazing.
Born in Fraser, Kilminster, Lemmy was a member of the British rock band Hawkwind. From 71 till 75, he was infamous for his hard-living ways that involved chain-smoking, excessive drug use and drinking. Yet surprisingly lived quite a long time for his life. I mean, he was a speed freak and everything.
Yeah.
The thrash metal noise he made with Motörhead defined him in the public mind alongside Keith Richards and Ozzy Osbourne as one of rock music's most notorious hellraisers.
Yeah, man.
I used to see him at this club I used to go to when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Titanic in the West End.
Yeah.
But he never just used to leave the fruit machine. He was just always out of his head on
apparently the same in Los Angeles where he lived. He just used to go to his favourite bar at the Rainbow and just stand by the fruit machine.
You can go there now and just play that machine knowing that Lemmy was spent on
it.
Yeah,
but he was there every week. And it was just like, at the time, it was really weird. So I'd seen Motörhead. I was a big Motörhead fan. And he's looking at me. And I, you know, now I was over 18 in a club and it's like, there's Lemmy.
Did you not go and offer to get him a drink?
No.
Apparently people just would do that. He wouldn't have to ever buy a drink. He'd just stay by the fruit machine and people would just buy him drinks all night.
What a life.
And in Los Angeles, he would do it in a really high, short pair of denim shorts. Really short.
Yeah, anyway.
Short shorts.
Hetfield, he continues to tour with Metallica instead of Lemmy's music. It made us really want to live and enjoy everything we have and soak up every scream from every fan, every sweat bead that flies off us is for Lemmy. X.
Disney Plus, what's your emergency?
I need to know when Grey's is coming back. Please help.
No need to panic. The new season of Grey's Anatomy is now streaming on Disney Plus.
Wait, it's already back?
Correct. But side effects may include elevated heart rate, excessive crying, and please be aware that Meredith Grey will be returning.
Wait, what?
Hello? Are you there?
New episodes of Grey's Anatomy now streaming exclusively on Disney Plus. 18 plus subscription required. T's and C's apply.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've got great news if you're travelling by train in Germany, because there's a new express service, ladies and gentlemen, and that'll turn into a Love Train. Yeah, you know it.
Oh, listen to that bass.
I'd love to start a Love Train.
Sure.
In fact,
no one's stopping you, John.
No, just saying, Memo departments, yeah? Next year, as our big sponsor thing, the Radio X Love Train.
Oh,
it's a great idea.
Starts in the studio, we join hands.
It's a really good idea,
Absolutely. We start a Love Train and you...
Uh-huh. See how long we can get it.
Yes. Yeah. See how long we can get the Love Train.
I want to get it as long as, like, the length of Westminster Bridge. Let's see if we can get the whole
bridge.
No,
we're going up north.
Oh, yeah.
Until we get stopped by Cockett Bullet. No, we're going to go up and do a take out north. We're going to do a Love Train. Yeah? And then, do you want to do with our love train? Do that thing where we form a circle and you all sit on each other's knees.
Oh, yes. Oh, that sort of yes. Mobius oh, strip.
Yes.
It's really clever.
Proper, like, team building.
It is.
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah, and yeah. That's what we're going to do. We're going to turn this country into a team.
Great.
Yeah?
Can we do it at a country hotel?
An hotel?
We could go to a country house hotel if you like.
Well, we have all-terrain motorcycles to play with later.
We might do, yeah. There might even be a bit of orienteering.
Fantastic.
Right after we've listened to the lecture, though.
Absolutely.
And done the flip chart display. Guys, you're getting distracted. Turn it off, Harry. Here's the love train, right?
Go on.
The cosy compartments of the next generation of high-speed German trains can be used for business calls or video conferences, yeah?
Right.
Potential passengers have little doubt about the main benefit of a compartment for two.
Oh, yeah.
Compartments for two.
What?
I wonder what people are doing there.
What's going on?
Harry, I said stop it. They've got the privacy at the touch of a button, yeah?
Oh.
Where they... Harry... Yes.
God, your mind, Harry.
Harry. But it says here, the Germans are saying perhaps you could enjoy some cuddles. Okay, the German railway has presented seated arrangements for its future generations of high-speed intercity express trains. These include two seats facing each other, shielded from other passengers by frosted glass.
Oh, no, sorry, just frosted glass?
That's fine.
No, that's not fine.
No, it just...
That is far from fine.
Why? Okay, sorry. Sorry, what would you need? Sorry. No, I'm interested. What Sutton Templeton would define as hard cover.
I'm listening.
No, Sutton.
Something that doesn't involve glass.
No, but Sutton, what do you need before the trains are rocking?
A couple of glasses of wine.
What would you do before we don't come a knocking?
You've made me blush.
Okay, fair enough. Radio X. Oh, that's Oasis on Radio X, the importance of being idle. It's Thursday. What?
Why did you go all Scouse then?
My mother's a Scouser, although much more Scouse than Rich, who's our guest. It's Thursday, April the 18th, and Richie Wolfen is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello. Thanks for having me
now,
on
Rich,
Thursday.
First of all, you're from Crosby.
Yes, yeah, North Liverpool.
And I told my mum that I was talking about you doing this, and my mum, and when I said that, I said, no, Richie's a Scouser. He's on the show later, I'll be talking to him. She was like, that's not Scouse.
It is, it's a bit posh,
She's from Toxteth.
Yeah.
And she says, from Princess Park, she says that is not, by any stretch of the imagination, that is not a Scouser.
It's Scouser.
No, she really is quite snobby about it.
It's just a bit nicer than Toxteth. You know, we got front gardens.
And my cousin...
When you've got front gardens, you tell people.
They just haven't got damp sofas in them. Yeah?
That's it,
or cars on bricks.
There's grass.
Oh, aye. There's grass and stuff. There's grass and money. So, Rich, you're doing the London Marathon.
That's right.
On Sunday.
Sunday.
I'm just saying, I feel sure if you were actually a Scouser, the Scouse Nation would get behind you and you'd have easily reached your total. What total are you trying to get to?
So I am aiming for £5,000. I'm about £300 away from that. So
right. If you're a Scouser, you'd literally be like when there's a Scouse singer on the X Factor that used to be, do you remember?
Pile in, ridiculous.
Yeah, it happens.
How's your training going?
Trainer's going okay. A little bit worried because I tried a 30-kilometre run and my legs just kind of fell to pieces. So I'm a little bit worried.
Okay, right. Marathon's about miles, not kilometres. Mentally they're about miles. That's 26 miles, 385.
Keep it imperial, Richie.
Keep it imperial. Okay, can I just say to you, I've done the London Marathon. I used to do Capital Breakfast, part of their charity. I did it about 8-9 times, yeah? I never worried.
All
ever.
In one day since.
Wow.
No, just be quiet for a second. I'm giving you some advice here, yeah? The point is, I never worried about time.
Yeah.
Ever.
Just
don't
get
worry
on the
about
line.
Time. No, if you've got a bit of energy at the end, start running. Mm. But whatever you do, don't use your energy at the start.
Okay.
It's all
downhill at the start, isn't it?
And then I know. So just swan your way through. But what you need to do is just save your energy for the end, and then you'll get in your time. The best I've... I mean, admittedly, I never ran it seriously 3:56 was my best.
Oh, that's it. Oh wow, that's yeah, 3:56.
I might be exaggerating, but what I'm saying is, I never spent any of my energy at the start. Really think of that. Everyone goes off. There's one year, and I thought, you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to really, really try and get up there with the guys.
Right, okay.
And I really... And the thing is, they go on like that for the whole marathon.
The elites.
They really...
It's terrifying.
Yes. Like, it's terrifying. You sort of think, wow, I was just doing that to show off a bit. And and they run like that for the whole...
Yeah. And they get paid for doing it.
Yes.
Come on. We're not getting paid for doing it. We've got to do this fundraiser.
If you're running your charity right, you should do.
Yes, absolutely.
You should always make a little bit, Rich.
Just a little cut. 10% minimum.
No. You should always allow yourself a little remuneration.
Yeah, you know.
An emolument.
Yeah, a stipend.
Got to buy, like, trainers trust. And clothes
a percentage.
And stuff.
Of a trust, a consideration.
Yeah, exactly. Just a small payment.
A set aside.
Sure, absolutely.
It's like a dividend.
An apportionment.
Something to keep you comfortable, you know.
Just to wet your beak, Rich.
Yeah, like, you know, something a little bit on the side, you can do that.
Yeah.
So, Rich, are you nervous?
I am nervous, more nervous than excited.
Why?
Because it's so far, Johnny.
Is it true?
Okay, you could easily walk 26 miles in a day, no sweat. So you just think about it. You're just setting out for a nice walk, and towards the end, you're going to start running just to bring your time somewhere respectable. You can always go faster and faster and faster. Honestly, all these people who start off running, I'm like a maid. Start off with a nice walk, stretch out, enjoy the view, get your free drinks in.
Yeah, maybe.
Running at the beginning is a mug's game. It's absolute mug's game.
Honestly, I always think that.
Absolutely.
It's too crowded. It's too competitive. Save it for a late dash. Some people think, oh, that's impressive.
Is it true, Richie, you're doing them in your DMs?
There has been rumours that is happening. I've not completely ruled it out yet.
Okay.
But, you know, right. Could happen. Be a bit clumpy.
I'm slightly annoyed that you're not going to be dressed in the character of Javier, the Radio X mascot.
What?
The Radio X. Who's Javier?
I've seen Javier before.
Did you just think of that like 3 seconds ago?
No, but there is a Radio X man. Javier.
No, there isn't.
This is Javier the Parrot.
The little parrot that goes...
I was green.
Radio! Radio!
No, there is a Radio X. There's a Radio X character. Oh, Javier.
I wish there was.
Javier the Radio X Parrot. Sure. You've not seen it. There's a whole big foam suit.
I actually did do a 5K many years ago dressed as a monkey.
Did you?
Did you?
Oh, no. Or was it a 10K?
Okay.
I can't remember.
But not Javier.
But not Javier's parrot.
Javier, that's not Javier, the Radio X parrot.
Johnny Vaughan's 4-7 fang. Radio X.
That was our podcast. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button. Now you get the 4-7 thang downloaded straight to your device every single Friday. If you want to get in touch, email johnny@radiox.co.uk.
Radio X.
Hey, London. ICVX here. We know you like an eye-opening series. So have you heard about Charmed, the iconic supernatural series where three sisters fight evil with witchcraft? The internet is totally into it, as are all the other fans who are watching. So don't get left out of the group chat. With ITVX, you can stream thousands of shows and films for free. It's where you can catch all those must-see moments that everyone's talking about. Start streaming Charmed for free on ITVX.